This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special shouts go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And we emphasize the Border Patrol and what they do down on the border. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting out the mail for delivery to your home today. And those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us, as he does just about every night at this time, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Hey, it's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our country was created on Judeo-Christian values, and more people need to understand that instead of pointing fingers and calling everybody names and whatnot, like the Gang of Four, a.k.a. the Squad.
Exactly right, yeah.
And by the way, we are going to talk about them. Don't never fear. People are going, we got to keep talking about those people. They're horrible. Well, let's start with where the president was last night. He went to the East Carolina University in the big stadium they got there, the big basketball area, and basketball arena. There we go. And they were packed on the inside, packed on the outside. My gosh, I'm not sure what all happened in terms of people. I didn't really hear numbers, but it had to be tens of thousands again. And that was something to see and something to hear, because he brought up the squad there at the rally, and I guess they're a little upset because the crowd started to chant on their own, send her back, send her back, send her back, referring to Omar. And, you know, what goes around comes around and all that sort of stuff. And the crowd is going to do what it's going to do, all right? And you can't do anything about it, right?
Well, exactly, yeah. That was an organic, chant that they came up with.
Sure. And but the Democrats are all bent out of shape about it already.
Well, sure. Again, because the idea of send her back, Omar is the only one of the four of the squad that had immigrated to the United States. But again, just as you were saying on yesterday morning's program, Captain, you know, President Trump's talking about go back to your district,
clean up where you're at. Yep, mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so that's the general thrust of it. But of course, everything has to be seized upon in the idea that it's somehow racist. And here's the thing, though, too. Supposing the president really was saying to Omar, in particular, go back to a different country that you immigrated from, why is that necessarily a racist thing to say? I mean, you could say that to anybody who came from any country, came to this country and told you how you're a hypocrite and all this other kind of stuff. That's a political statement, not a racist statement.
And, of course, she's the one that started it with her comments about the Black Hawk Down group that was there in Somalia and what happened to our troops that were there and dragging our bodies of our servicemen through the streets and all that stuff. And she said that the comments that she made are what got her the comments back in her face. So, you know, like I say, turnaround's fair play.
Well, right, and of course her particular statements about support for Israel and somehow it's all about the Benjamins, which is obviously some kind of reference to Jewish money or this kind of thing, all those things are not acceptable in public discourse. It's not okay to do that, and really, and she's been called out on it, but she never apologizes, really, and she never really sort of walks anything back.
Now, we'll talk more about this a little bit later, but right now I want to talk about the fact that Al Green from Texas, the congressman that looks like, I don't know what, he looks like a grizzly bear, that's all I can think of, with his the way he looks with the scrungy beard and all that nonsense. But the House overwhelmingly voted to kill the impeachment resolution against Trump that was brought forth once again by Al Green, and a bunch of Democrats came over and joined the Republicans, 332-95, to set the measure aside once and for all.
Well, right, yeah, and you know, it could come back at some point, but this was pretty overwhelming. And also, Captain, you know, the Democrats, there have been Democrats in the House since day one who have wanted to impeach the president. This word has been used so many times. I'm sure it's thousands upon thousands of times. And, you know, it's so much sour grapes. It's about not accepting the election, not recognizing the legitimacy of the president and all this kind of stuff. And so the fact that it crashed and burned so badly is quite telling.
Right, and I will say this to the people that are listening right now. If you haven't figured this out already, you need to understand something. The Trump steamroller is accelerating. They are in full campaign mode right now. They have got more support than what they've had. Their support went up 4 points from last week to this week just because the Gang of Four opened their mouth. You did notice that, right, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, folks, the Democrats are going to get their butts handed to them come 2020 because of the way that they've allowed these four women to become the mouthpiece front and center for their party, which has caused their presidential candidates to make a hard left turn to the left and start promising all this free stuff that you will never see.
That's right. They are inexorably linked now to the squad.
All right. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're just getting fired up here. And don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches and pain, and you just can't seem to get rid of it no matter what you do, and you're struggling with nagging pain, I've got an idea for you, and it's called Relief Factor. Now, you can try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start and follow the instructions, take it the way it tells you to take it, and at the end of 3 weeks, you will know whether or not that's going to work. You'll probably know sooner, but I guarantee you at the end of 3 weeks, you will know whether or not Relief Factor will work for you, and all it costs you is $19.95 to get started with. Now, to find out more, and by the way, I do take Relief Factor. It has worked for me, and it's still working for me. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You can go to my website, click on the logo link for Relief Factor, and boom, you'll go right to the website and check it out, and then place your order for your $19.95 3-week quick start. And if it works, you're in like Flynn, and if it doesn't, well, no harm, no foul. But guess what? I'll bet you'll get more relief, whether it works completely or not. You'll get more relief out of it, because even people that have said, well, I tried it, and it didn't do all it was supposed to do. I still had some pain. I said, yeah, but did it help you any? Oh, yeah. Well, bingo. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Senator Ted Cruz was quizzing the senior VP of Google yesterday on the censoring of Dennis Prager and PragerU and talking about the Ten Commandments and whatnot. But I just want to get this out there, a little short blurb here, about a minute worth of the conversation, to go to where I'm going to go next about Google, because Google, folks, is not your friend. And we'll explain that in a minute.
Companies that has been demonetized by Google repeatedly is Prager University. Dennis Prager is sitting here. He will be testifying on the next panel. Mr. Prager is in my judgment, a highly learned, erudite individual, studied and well thought on a great many issues. And in my experience, I've always found that I learn when listening to Mr. Prager, whether I happen to agree with a particular issue or not. And yet, YouTube actively censors the content Mr. Prager is producing. Is it your view that Mr. Prager is somehow disseminating dangerous ideas or ideas that fit into the bucket you were talking about of violent extremism or hate speech?
No, Senator. Maybe if I can just explain. Mr. Prager is a YouTube success story. Mr. Prager has more than 2 million followers, as I understand it. Mr. Prager's and all of Mr. Prager's content is available on YouTube, the main YouTube channel. We do have a very small percent of our subscribers who opt for what we call restricted mode. These are mostly institutions like churches or perhaps schools where there's certain more mature content that they choose not to have access to. Now, this is less than 2% of the overall YouTube watchers, but we do feel it's important that to give those institutions that degree of control. There is a small percent of Mr. Prager's overall content, as I understand it, less than a quarter of his content, that is deemed to be in that category of more mature. And so for that very small percentage, they will not have access to Mr. Prager's more mature content. Other than that, it is complete. And just to be clear, this is content, for instance, maybe perfectly acceptable to watch, but for those, it's perhaps references to violence or war or rape, things like that. So that's the
basis.
Okay, so the one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not murder, correct?
That's correct, yes.
That is considered to be adult material by Google, and they will not put it on Google as a result of that. They put it in this special category, the same with the pornography and all that sort of stuff, and that is ridiculous.
Well, right, and that's because what Mr. Prager, I think, is trying to do, he's trying to use more accurate language than the traditional thou shalt not kill, because that's a different connotation than what is trying to be communicated in the Ten Commandments. Murder is different than killing because there's an intent there and this kind of thing. So it's a different way of or it's a better way of describing the intent of the Lord giving these commandments. But because that word is there, suddenly this puts it into this different category, which somehow in society is now not acceptable to hear this word, evidently.
Now, what this is leading me into is something that I posted on Facebook, on all my Facebook pages, Denise Simon, and we're going to be talking about this, Denise and I, at length when she comes on. There was an article that she was able to find, including a video, a 15-minute video of Mr. Senator Cruz going back and forth with the researchers that had done some research on how Google had manipulated votes in 2016 for the Hillary Clinton campaign by changing search words and vernaculars and that sort of thing, so that if you clicked onto something looking for a certain word, you wound up with a certain website that might not have been a website with the type of information that you should have gotten had you been getting it just equally and fairly. You got a website that would talk about Hillary Clinton and give you the progressive left liberal sense of things, but not the overall picture.
Well, exactly right. And this is because there are algorithms that go into operation once you initiate a search, basically. And if you weight those algorithms a certain way, you can manipulate the information that's going to come out to the user. And you're right. If it's not done in a sort of a fair and equally weighted way, well, then the user may get a skewed view of what information is available or what different takes on various things and so forth. So you can manipulate opinions by doing that. And I would simply say this, and that is, if let's just say it's a company like Google existed, but it was run by many people who just really liked Republican politics, or they just were very conservative, and they had this kind of reach, and it would appear that these kinds of searches were being done or weighted in a certain way. Can you imagine the media outcry about something like that?
And who was the top campaign contributor to the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016?
Well, it's something to do with Alphabet. The Alphabet.
The company is called Alphabet, but who is Alphabet?
Don't they own Google, right?
They're the parent company of Google. So right away, that would lead anybody to wonder if there wasn't some favoritism being shown. And according to Dr. Robert Epstein, who is a very distinguished research psychologist and the former editor-in-chief of Psychology Today, he and his assistant put together this survey that they did, this synopsis of things, and they believe that it led to anywhere from 2.6 million to 10.4 million votes, depending on how you asked the question and what kind of answer you got when you did the research.
Exactly. In other words...
And the votes were for who?
Well, Hillary, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but whenever something is this big, and this is why you hear some candidates, you hear some political commentators talking about the idea of breaking up companies like Google, the idea of having a monopoly, either it's a monopoly of the telephone system or it's a monopoly of information. This can be a serious...
And folks, you need to go to my Facebook pages, either my personal page, Matt Bruce, or the Captain's America Third Watch, or the Captain's America Radio Show, or any of the Captain's America fan pages that I've got. You need to go there. You need to take a look at this video. And here's why, ladies and gentlemen. This is more terrifying than anything that was ever said about Russia interfering in the American election infrastructure. This is trying to control people's minds by searches when you go to the websites.
Well, sure. And again, the idea, you know, every single Democrat who's talked about attacks on our democracy has to, at the very least, try to understand what all this means and why it's important. And because the American people certainly understand what it means, they understand why it's important. But if we're going to protect our democracy, we have to protect it all around.
Right. And this researcher, just to point out that this was all fair and balanced, this researcher, Dr. Robert Epstein, is a Democrat who, in fact, voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. But doing his research and finding out all this information that he found out, it changed his mind altogether. And again, I sat there and I watched this thing for 15 minutes. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. This is really huge, and the fact
it's 1984 on steroids. Remember that book?
Oh yeah, that is unfortunately.
Big Brother is watching. Well, how about Big Brother is directing?
That's right. It's all coming true to some degree.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, Kyle and I will be right back. And I'm telling you, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. It's all there. It's all happening right in front of us, right in front of our very eyes. Okay, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has blocked a vote to move ahead with articles of impeachment against President Trump. Speaker Nancy Pelosi wasn't for it.
No.
No, I think we'll get rid of all this right now.
More than half of House Democrats joined all Republicans to table the idea for now.
I do think I'm winning the political fight. I think I'm winning it by a lot.
Texas Democrat Al Green forced the vote by introducing an impeachment resolution. It says the president's racist comment this week, suggesting to those who look to the president like immigrants should go back to their own countries, qualify as high misdemeanors. The president mocked the resolution at a rally in North Carolina.
The resolution, how stupid is that, on impeachment?
The stocks were down on Wall Street. The Dow was down 116 points, the S&P 500 down 20, and the NASDAQ down 38. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance Company. GEICO's been saving people money for over 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio show host, and your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for anything that you own, just about, including the car that you're driving, the truck that you're driving. They also coverage for your offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and even the snowmobile that you probably got sitting around somewhere if you're not riding it right now because you got snow to ride on way out there in the mountains. And they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your GEICO insurance agency. So go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and find where your local agent is located. Now, there's another way to do it, but some people don't have phone books anymore, so they'd have to go look them up on the Internet. But don't use Google. Use Firefox or use a different service, a different a server to find them. Just people need to stop using Google now because of what we just found out about them, because Google is actually trying to do the 1984 thing with the American citizens and people around the world by not giving you the proper and legitimate and honest information that you're looking for. And with that being said, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Tell me what I said that was wrong that time.
Well, it is concerning, you know, the idea that that information can be manipulated. And unfortunately, the line is really no longer there, it seems. In the past, it would be, well, that just sounds unthinkable. I mean, information should be free and accessible, but you got some people who kind of think differently about that these days.
Now, Barack Obama, when he was running for president and was a senator back in 2008, said, and I quote, NAFTA's shortcomings were evident when signed. We must now amend the agreement to fix them. Well, we got rid of it, and we've got something called the USMCA, and Mexico's already agreed to it. Canada's agreed basically to it. I'm not sure that they've completed everything in terms of paperwork, but they basically agreed to it. And we need to get going on that as soon as possible, because this makes everything equal, the parity, when it comes to the workers, because the USMCA will guarantee the strongest labor protections of any U.S. trade agreement ever. It'll ensure fair wages in all three of the countries, and it'll give Mexican workers real collective bargaining rights, something they've never had. Move that finally puts American unions on a level playing field with these other folks.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if Obama would have been the one to propose, you know, the USMCA, it probably would have been lauded by so many in the media. But, of course, because it's Trump, then it's a non-starter to begin with. But here's the thing, though. In President Trump and his negotiations, I've noticed, you know, he is very tough. And he's gone up against some pretty tough cookies in the past. Now he's going up against President Xi in China. He's going up against some of our good friends in Europe for NATO regarding paying the NATO bills, that kind of thing. But President Trump understands that he's going to be tough, the opponent's going to be tough, whether they're friend or foe, but everybody's got to get a good deal in the end. That's how you get to where President Trump got to in the business world, and that's how we're going to get things moving in a better way between the United States and Mexico, just as you're describing. Politicians like Barack Obama, and many of those hopefuls right now, they can't get to those results, I think. They don't have the mindset or the paradigm for that.
Now, I don't know if you heard Kellyanne Conway yesterday on Fox with Bill Hemmerer, but she really hit another Grand Slam home run when she was talking about the Gang of Four. Listen to what Kellyanne had to say.
What the president is doing is we are tired, sick and tired of many people in this country. Forget these four. They represent a dark underbelly in this country of people who are not respecting our troops, are not giving them the resources and the respect that they deserve. They voted against the military aid. They voted against pay raises. They voted against the $700 billion, the $716 billion that this president has put forward. They scoff at things like the VA Choice Act, the Whistleblower and the Accountability Act. We're the ones helping veterans and military in this White House. We're tired of people not kneeling for the flag out of disrespect. We're tired of some of these women palling around with terrorists. One of them is in pictures with somebody who was responsible for the murder of three Israeli soldiers. Where is the press? Stop falling down on the job. Stop being so afraid of and adoring of four people who got here a few short months ago.
Now, she strikes a point, and I'll give her a Grand Slam home run on that one.
Well, sure. Yeah, I think Trump ultimately is controlling the Newsday agenda, basically, but these four congressional representatives who are newcomers on the scene, they are controlling the agenda, essentially the rest of the time or the other side of it. And it is throwing our country into such chaos. And the media is afraid to criticize them at all on policy for fear of being called a racist, because this is the sort of deflector shield that they're emitting wherever they go, and nobody wants to be hung with that moniker, essentially. And so it's created this chaos in our ability to even talk about issues. In fact, when I think it was Tlaib talking with Gayle King, I think this is where she said this, Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, can call us and have a meeting with us to get clarification on things, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, well, wait a minute, you know, you guys aren't in charge of anything. In fact, you're trying to leapfrog over everything, and the American people see it. And unfortunately, all of this
talk of racism and injected into every single thing is literally polluting our society to where we're just paralyzed now. Terrible.
Well, I got a whole bunch of Gayle King's interview yesterday, and it's about 5 minutes worth. I'm going to play about half of it here after Ms. Rosemary does her segment. But people who want to be listening to that, then you'll hear what we're talking about. And I am talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. So very quickly, let me just tell you what Omar did say yesterday, and then I'll go to Pelosi, Tlaib, and Congresswoman Escobar, who's the woman on the border, who's actually sending members of her staff over to Mexico to assist them in coming across the country or coming across the border illegally to get asylum. Now, Omar said she wants to end the capitalist system, guarantee jobs, housing, Medicare, and a guaranteed income and abortion for all. Wonderful. That's socialism. Pelosi said, I went to a Spanish mass this weekend and saw the fear the president struck in their hearts. Sure, right. Representative Tlaib says, I agree with David Hogg. Yes, rich people are the problem. She wants an equal income for all. Escobar, the congresswoman down there in El Paso, her view of border security is this isn't about border security, it's about racism. This is what these people are talking about, and it just isn't true.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and again, it's just the total injection of race into every single aspect of every single news story, and I know it sounds like I'm exaggerating a little bit, and in the sense that, but it just seems like every single political story that we have, I mean, politics and it simply becomes this battleground now of racism.
And they came out with the 20 people that are going to be in the next debate, which is going to be, July 30th and 31st in Detroit. It'll be on CNN. It'll be Senator Michael Bennett. Former Vice President Biden, Senator Cory Booker, former Montana Governor Steve Bullock, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete, former Secretary Julian Castro, former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Congressman John Delaney, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Kamala Harris, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, Congressman Tim Ryan, Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Elizabeth Warren, activist Marianne Wilson, and Andrew Yang. Notably absent from this list is the $100 million man himself, Tom Steyer.
Tom Steyer, well, exactly. Well, he may just be looking to see who's going to start dropping, you know, pretty soon here because of money or not polling at all for anything, that kind of thing. I'm sure we'll hear his voice somewhere. In this context, but you know, of course, I think all eyes will be on Joe Biden again. Is he going to come out swinging? Is he going to gain back the ground that he's lost so badly because of the Kamala Harris confrontation? That's going to be very interesting to watch. And I don't know what Beto's going to say, but it's probably going to be really weird and silly. I'll go out on a limb there.
Yeah. Okay. And tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And again, after Ms. Rosemary has her segment, we will get into the discussion that Gayle King had with the Gang of Four, just so you can hear. And once again, it proves and solidifies President Donald Trump's point as to what he was making and what he was talking about last night in North Carolina at that big rally he had. Thousands of people, tens of thousands of people inside and out. All right, Kathy, tell everybody how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that oil.
Friday. That's the Highway Junkie song, bringing us into the Highway and Byway Report for this hour, brought to you by your favorite Pilot and Flying J truck stop, wherever you're at. When you see one of those, pull into there. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Got a whole bunch of great stuff going on there, especially in the big old travel centers, Pilot and Flying J. Check them out. Well, here we go. A strengthening ridge of high pressure will produce much a higher above-average temperatures from the plains all the way to the East Coast. A true summer heat wave going on right now across most of the country. Highs in the 90s and triple digits compared with humidity and dew points surging into the upper 70s, if not low 80s, will create heat indexes as high as 110 to 115 through this weekend off the middle part of the country, the plain states, into the East Coast. Air quality is going to be poor and stagnant due to haze and little air circulation. So if you think that New York City's had a haze on it some of these mornings, you wait till this week's over with. You'll find out what a haze is all about. Because all across the Midwest, I mean, holy smokes. Wow. Half of Nebraska, most of Kansas, most of Oklahoma, east across I-80, I-90, I-94, into Michigan, into Ohio, into Pennsylvania, into New York, into the lower part of Connecticut. And I'm talking about New York State as well as New York, into the mountains of Maryland and Maryland itself and Delaware, and coming across Kentucky and West Virginia and the western third of Tennessee, the northern parts of Mississippi, most of Arkansas, as well as South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, New Mexico. You are all going to have heat indexes well above 100 degrees today. Temperatures in most of those areas will be in the 90s, and it's just going to be miserable, period. Miserable, just downright miserable. Now, out west, you've got another problem. You've got another system coming in off the Pacific Ocean, southern Oregon, northern California, down towards about San Francisco. By Friday, you'll have a better idea of what's going to happen there. But definitely some rough surfs and some mountain rains, as well as possibly some rains in the lower valleys. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But you got fire threat advisories now up for the eastern third of Washington State, for the north central part of Oregon. You've got air advisories for Boise, Idaho, that area, up in Montana, in places in Montana, big sky country, for some stagnant air. Fire watches in Wyoming, the eastern part of Wyoming, going into Nebraska, northwestern corner of Colorado, going up into Wyoming. And it's just going to be one of those days where it's going to be hot, hotter, or hottest, depending on where you're at and what you're doing. So keep in mind, you got to stay hydrated. You got to carry extra water with you for your vehicles. I always, in the summertime, I carried 50-50 mixture of antifreeze and water for the truck with me, the trucks and the motorhome, because water alone won't just keep your unit the way it needs to be. So I used to use a 50-50 mixture, which would keep it a little bit cooler. That was my past experience, especially if you're traveling way out west and you're not familiar with that. Now let's talk about Pilots and Flying J's here for a minute, because they offer a fuel card, just like other places do, where, you know, the more you buy, the more you save. Fleets can get involved in it. And whatever the pump price is, you save a couple cents here, 3, 4, 5 cents there, whatever the situation might happen to be. Plus, you get discounts on things in their shops and whatnot at the various Flying J's, where they do have the repair shops. They don't have them at all of them, but they have them at a few. And it's a good thing. So, Pilots, Flying J's. You'll find Arby's, you'll find Chester's Chickens, you'll find Dairy Queens, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Huts, Subways, Taco Bells, Wendy's, Huddle Houses, Moe's Southwest Grill, And you'll even find a Dunkin' Donuts if you're traveling along New York, Indiana, and New Hampshire. Some locations have got the full-service Dunkin' Donuts that have served the food in there, too, along with the donuts, which is a pretty good thing because I've had their lunch sandwiches and their breakfast sandwiches, and they aren't all that bad. Now, in the big travel centers, Pilots and Flying J, of course, truck parking, Catskills, they'll have the TransFlow Express travel documents, which is so you can get your permits for your oversized, overweight, overwidth loads. Trip packs to get your loads sent in a timely manner to be able to get paid. Truck washes, audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed internet, kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and lounges with big-screen televisions, all for professional drivers and motorhomes out there traveling the highway. They don't mind if you pull in there and take advantage. They don't mind at all. Done that a number of times when we had our big Class A diesel pusher that we used to travel the countryside with in and out and about times. Talking about myself and my wife when she was alive. But the thing of it is it's your home away from home out there, and you could do a lot worse. You know, the mom-and-pop truck stops are kind of gone by the wayside for the most part, and these new travel centers that they've got, they really do a really, really good job. All right. Well, let's just take a look down here for a second, and I'm trying to find a short clip that I can play of some of this stuff that's been going on. All right, here's one here. Let's try this one. Here's Ben Carson. And what Ben Carson had to say on Fox yesterday, talking to Bill Hemmer about the president. Here we go.
Dr. Ben Carson is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He was in yesterday's cabinet meeting, and he is our headliner this morning. Dr. Carson, Mr. Secretary, good morning to you, and welcome to America's Newsroom.
Good morning.
So we heard from many of the lawmakers yesterday, but within the president's own cabinet, did you view the president's words, view his tweet as racist?
Well, you know, I have the advantage of knowing the president very well, and he's not a racist, and his comments are not racist, but he loves the country very much, and, you know, he has a feeling that those who represent the country should love it as well.
Now, we go back to the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and we go back to the Clark-Pippen strategy and what it is they're doing, and you have to understand... You have to understand that what you're doing, what these people are doing, is they're ridiculing people. And ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, rule number 5. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Why do you think they keep calling him racist? That's why. And then you've got Saul Alinsky's rule number 8. Keep the pressure on. Never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. As the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new. Again, exactly what they're doing. Exactly what they're doing. And then you've got rule number 10 from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. It is the uneasing pressure that results in the reactions from the opposition that are essential for the success of the campaign. That's what they're doing. That's why they're doing it. I get it. You need to understand it. Go read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals or get a hold of the book that Kathy Chamberlain wrote. And I'll be back with more right after these messages. Ms. Rosemary, coming right up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.